If the city pays you this money, as part of the agreement, what you have is tangible sewer. So lift station, sewer connections belong to the city. They are essentially doing the work, and we are paying them and reimbursing them for our sewer. And I'm just a few little fine details on that I have questions about. So if it's going to be a public infrastructure for the sewer, I'd be looking for something big enough on that side of the road to plug into. And I'm a little apprehensive because I'm sure the lift station with everything that we would want is well above this $120,000 ask, is my concern.
Well, wait a second. We estimate, after speaking with Frank, a lift station adequate enough for the city would be about $300,000 for the lift station itself, and then probably an additional $100,000 to connect it to the existing manhole.
So what you're asking the council for is a $120,000 return to you so that we own $400,000 worth of new sewer infrastructure.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Yes. If it costs that much.
You're talking about 25 cents on the dollar for us to expand our sewer to the other side of the main street as an investment.
And you see that as a good thing.
Well, I have something tangible.
Right.
Because the question is, if we were just to do random property tax rebates for everyone, where do we stop? Because if we were to do that for you guys, the next guys would come along, but I want you to do the same thing. Versus this, the next guy comes along and says, I want $120,000 paid back to me. Great. Build me $400,000 worth of infrastructure that I own from day one.
Okay.
That's a great way to look at it.
That's what it costs. That's what it costs to get this. So now we have something to point at. If the next guy wants to come along and take $120,000 for $400,000 worth of infrastructure and work, I'll take that deal all day long.